here with Demaryius Thomas just after Peyton Manning's retirement announcement press conference. A very heartfelt moment in there. How did you think the press conference went?
I think it went great. You know, it was a little emotional because, you know, Peyton loved football so much. And I'm sure if he still could play, he'll stay another year. But it was kind of emotional for me because he became a great friend. You know, I knew Peyton as I was growing up as a kid and never thought I'd get a chance to play with him. But to play with him and also become a close friend and to, you know, him mention me and his retirement, you know, thing, it's just a blessing. And, you know, I'm going to miss that.
Is that why you felt like it was important to come back here today and see what he had to say and kind of pay respect to him?
Yeah. You know, I actually got a call from him, you know, 2 days ago. He was like, you might want to come to Denver. And I was like, okay. I'm looking at flights. And I was like, why though? He said, I don't talk to you enough about being patient these last 4 years. You can wait. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll see you when I see you. And, of course, I had to come out because, you know, I knew it was going to be something big. He didn't want to tell me. And I just wanted to show my support.
In his press conference, he said after every time he throws you a touchdown, you say, thank you for coming to Denver. Is that true?
you know, I ain't going to say every time, but, you know, probably every game. The part about, you know, I love him, you know, I said that before too. But it was just wonderful because I never thought I had a chance with him. And then, you know, he had all the doubters and we was able to go out, you know, first 3 years, and last year we wanted, you know, a lot of help from defense, but he was able to go out and put up some numbers people never thought he was able to do, and I had his back the whole time, and you know, I'm glad to be a part of it.
What has he taught you about being a pro in this league?
You know, I think the main thing is, you know, is first is working hard, but I just noticed once his first year he got here, we sat in the meeting room with the receivers, tight ends, running backs, and it was just Peyton. And it was something I never kind of did before. We went over the film of what other defenses are showing, what you're going to, you know, look for in the game. And I think that was one of the biggest things because, you know, doing that in the meeting room with him and going on the field, had no choice but to play fast. And I think that's why, you know, we had that year where we went, like, number one offense and then continued to do it because, you know, he had everybody prepared and you know what to do when you was on the field.
He said that this is a relationship business, not a football business. What's the one thing you're going to miss about not being able to play with him anymore?
Just having him around as a leader, you know, great guy. He made jokes about, you know, stuff people as a player on the team now wouldn't do. You know, hanging out with him, you know, we trying to go out and, you know, prove people wrong that he can't play, so I'm going to be on his back. But, you know, it's been a great 4 years. You know, I'm going to miss him because it's not just he's my teammate, he's my friend. And he took me in. You know, I play with his kids. I go to his house, he leave. I'm over there playing with the kids, and he, you know, respect me to do that. So, you know, I miss a lot of that.
So it's goodbye for football, but not goodbye for life, right?
I hope not. He better not leave.
All right. Thanks, DT. I appreciate it.